Carl Ben Eielson hailed from Hatton, North Dakota. He was a pioneer in aviation and helped open the vast Alaskan territory to air travel. It was his mission to use a plane to help people and explore the world. His life would come to a tragic end doing just that. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. All this week, we are in North Dakota exploring the life of an amazing aviation pioneer, Carl Ben Eielson. One of my all-time favorite trips on the American countryside was a September journey through these northern prairies. You should explore them as well. So at AmericanCountryside.com, look for my latest article, 5 Amazing Places to Explore in North Dakota. You may just be surprised at what you'll find, and maybe you'll be inspired to explore as well. Give us your feedback on the list and suggest ideas too. Just log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, we know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out, roll it out.
We know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cut it down. We know what to eat.
We'll swap it out.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can, a message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Carl Ben Eielson grew up in Hatton, North Dakota. The aviator made a name for himself in Alaska. He set up mail routes and then teamed with Australian explorer Hubert Wilkins in 1928 to fly from Point Barrow to Norway, the first such flight in history. Gary Lillimone says the two then headed to the south end of the world.
There had never been a plane in the Antarctic before. And in their flying in the Antarctic, they discovered 6 new islands. This was done at Christmas time.
But Eielson's love was Alaska. Wilkins stayed in the Antarctic, while Eielson set up an airline in the Alaskan territory.
And it was in 1929 that he received an SOS call from a Russian fur trading ship off the coast of Siberia. They were icebound in the ocean there.
Eielson set out to rescue those on the stranded ship.
There were several million dollars worth of furs and several fur traders on this ship. Carl Ben Eielson and his mechanic, Earl Borland, made one successful rescue flight. But on the second leg of that flight, weather conditions were very bad. Their plane crashed.
A large funeral was held here in Hatton, with dignitaries from around the world attending. The Hatton Eielson Museum shares his story, along with many artifacts of his life and area history.
We have his Fokker plane. This is the plane that he flew most in Alaska on display. It is one of two in existence in the world.
Remember, you can hear the full interview on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow on Twitter for all of the latest updates. Traveling the countryside in Hatton, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.